Touch Interviews, a presentation of Body Mind Spirit Radio. Thank you for joining us for conversations designed to keep you in touch. And now, the host of In Touch Interviews, Annette Avon.
Thank you, Mike. I greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it indeed. It's 7 p.m. straight up, and that's in Eastern Time, on the 6th of June, 2012. This is In Touch Interviews, a presentation of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and we welcome you to the program. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. BodyMindSpiritRadio.com is our website, and if there's anything that we can do to bring information, people, personalities, events to you, something you want to know more about, somebody you want to know more about, do us a big favor and get in touch with us. Again, that is BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, and you can leave messages for myself. I'm Annette Rochelle Aben. I'm the general manager. Penny Golden, who is our CEO and founder, or any of our other hosts. And we do encourage you to look at the host pages, see what we're doing, see the kind of programming that we offer you. And if you'd like to host a show, would you let us know? One of the reasons I stress that is we can be an excellent vehicle to get your information out to the public. For instance, the second Saturday of every month, our host at 10 a.m. is Adriana, and she hosts Adriana's Mystic Connections, and that will be this Saturday as well as every second Saturday of the month. That is from 10 until 11 a.m., and all our times are Eastern. You can learn more about the world of mysticism. You can get a free psychic reading. You can call up and find out who her guests are. And I'll tell you, when you call our number, and that number to reach all our shows live, and tonight's show is live, is 646-378-0378. That allows you to speak to our guests, speak to the hosts. And when you're calling one of our psychic reading shows, which Adriana's show is, you want to call early. We open that line at quarter till, and by five till, we usually have at least 10 to 15 people lined up in the queue. So you want to definitely call us early. Call early and often, the Chicago method. For those who don't get that, I'm sorry. I just had to get it out of my system. And I need to tell you about a really, really cool experience that I had very recently. I don't know about you, but I've always been fascinated by circles. I used to have a spirograph toy when I was a child, and you put the little pen or the pencil in, and you'd spin it around. It would make these intricate designs on a piece of paper, and I always thought, ooh, how cool are they? And as time went on, I got to appreciate the Sanskrit meaning of the word healing circle, which the Sanskrit word is actually mandala, and I became fascinated with those, and over the course of time acquired several coloring books of mandala with different, all these different pictures, and I'd sit there for hours. I bought all these colored pencils, and I'd color them all in, and ooh, that's pretty, and ooh, that's pretty, and if I didn't like what I was coloring in, I'd just flip to the next page or go buy a new book. Well, then I started drawing them on my own and actually showing some of my friends how therapeutic they could be, not knowing, this is the kick, not knowing there is really an actual science to all of this. And interestingly enough, this evening, I have a lady on the line with us, on the air. You know what I'm trying to say. I'm so excited, I'm stumbling over my words. And that's not me normally. This woman, Carol Calvillage, came to my home, and she performed an assessment based on Jungian therapies, Jungian theories, that helps unlock information stored in the unconsciousness to bring about transformation and healing. And the term MARI stands for Mandala Assessment Research Instrument. And without any further ado, I am welcoming Carol to the show this evening to explain this, expound on it, expand on it. Carol, hi, how are you?
Hi, Annette, I'm well. It's so good to talk to you.
Oh, my gosh, so good to talk to you. I got to tell you, when you meet with Carol, whether it's in an office or in your home or in her home or wherever it is it's going to be, you're going to be struck by two things. First of all, just this fabulous energy, this personality that ignites like the Olympic torch, which I think is fabulous. And the second thing is the incredible dedication to making sure that you get out of this experience everything you could possibly get. I mean, detailed explanations and phenomenal care that she takes to ensure that interpretations work, you know, to bring out locked in your unconscious the things that can help you transform your life. And, you know, and it's funny because I just made a huge transformation, moved, relocated state to state. You know, my work has changed in the last year. Everything about my life, huge transformation. My body weight's changed, everything. I mean, almost anything you could think of with the exception of being pregnant and getting married, okay? Major transformation. So I'm thinking, heck, I'm moving forward. I'm feeling good. I'm this, I'm that. How in the name of holy Mandela could there be anything locked in my unconscious? You know, and we did find some stuff. So with that lead in, and I am legitimately and sincerely honest about this, as I am with everybody I bring, but you got to understand, stuff happened in this session that there was no way. There was no way with what I did and what she had to follow up with afterwards that it could have come out the way it did. We're gonna get into all that. But you got to realize something. My chin was on the floor. I'm like, you're kidding me, right? This is amazing. So, Carol, tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey into Mari, and on and on and on and on. And if I have to extend the show 5 hours, darn it, I'll do it.
Well, that's quite possible because anybody who knows me knows I love to talk. And if I get off track, reel me in. But I enjoyed meeting you, and your Mari was fabulous as we looked at it and went through it. A little bit of background. My name is Carol Kalvalich. I am a freelance writer, photographer. I was in public relations and marketing for a long time, and I'm also a spiritualist. I'm a member of the Good Samaritan Spiritualist Church in Clarkston, and I also travel to Lilydale, New York, which is the mecca, capital of spiritualism. I was led there by a book in the library about 10 years ago. And there's a book called Lilydale, The Town That Talks to the Dead. And that looked cool to me. It was the first nonfiction book I think I read. And so I read it. It's very well written, very well documented, very unbiased. Just the woman's experience. It was a reporter from the Daily Morning News. Her name will probably come back to me. And she went to Lilydale, New York, and she stayed in the Angel House. And so that was like 10 years ago. And about 4 years ago, a friend of mine and I decided to take a trip to Lilydale for my 40th birthday. And, you know, we were not able to stay in Angel House because you have to pre-book like the year before for opening weekend. And as the universe works, I got online and they opened for registration in February. So I registered to stay at the Maplewood Hotel, which is on Lilydale grounds. And there was my introduction to the mandala. As I spent the weekend there, they actually had the Buddhist monks from, and I'm not going to say because I'm not going to chop it up, but you can go on their website and see exactly, and they're from, some monastery very, very far away in some very sacred place. And these monks travel through the United States to separate sites, sacred sites, and they worked 3 days on a mandala with sand, and I watched them create this, and we sat in meditation. Actually, I pretty much filmed it because I was really impressed, and that was my introduction to the mandala and the process that they do of our suffering is our desire is suffering. They spend 3 days leaning over a table. I would need a back replacement if I did that. And they made this mandala, and they go through the whole ceremony, and we all walk to the lake, and they blow it away into the lake. It's the Four Noble Truths, the cycle of detaching. I'm not quite sure, but I thought, wow, these guys, they really do this. Because it's something I never saw, or, you know, if you don't see it on TV, but it's live there. So that was my introduction to the mandala. Then a few years ago, last Memorial Day. Oh, it was a year ago. One of my mentors, I have several guides, living guides, and several mentors. I took her to Lilydale. It was a special opening weekend, or maybe it was 2010. I don't know. In any case, and I was sitting, we were at the Angel House. I finally was able to get in early enough, and I was sitting on the porch, and it just, you know, sitting there and actually listening to the birds, and just very peaceful. And the gentleman, Frank and Shelley Takey, they own the Angel House as well as run it. They stay there in season. So I had gotten to know Frank and Shelley a little bit over the couple of years, but Frank looked at me and said, you know, you should do the Mari. And I said, what's a Mari? And he showed me the coursework in the book, and I said, okay. I know, it looked interesting, but I'm not really that aggressive when it comes to taking classes and actually having to have a schedule. I'm very, I fly by night. But so it worked out where I was able to take Mari Level 1 and Mari Level 2, both classes back-to-back, 5 days at the end of August last year. And I took it in, well, it's outside of Lilydale. It's really in, it's right across the street. They don't practice the Mari on Lilydale grounds. We go across the street because it's a different part of the assembly. But Shelley Takey she's the one, and I looked at her and said, she owns the Mari rights now. She was taught by Joan Kellogg, which I'm sure we'll get into later. But Shelley, she had did a Mari for me. Shelley is a PhD in transpersonal psychology for women, and she's a very she's an amazing. You think I walk in with energy? She makes me look like a candle compared to a 50,000 watt light bulb. And she loves Mari. She learned Mari from Joan Kellogg. It was a miracle on how she was able to actually get the rights to own Mari and open it up. And what she has done, she's opened it up to the world. If you go on the Mari website, they're giving classes in, I think it's Southern Tasmania. We're online with people, doctors in Italy. Mari is used to help people. You made me sound awesome, and I love you for it, and I am pretty awesome. However, it is a client that does the work. You did the work. You know, you started, and we went through. So the Mari found me. When people say, you know, how did you? And I said, the Mari found me. So I took the class with 11 other women, and that was an amazing, amazing group. And I came back
with
my
third. I want to stop you for a second on something that you said. That the client does the work, the person drawing the Mari, you know, filling in the circle. Because you presented me with a piece of paper, you know, like a poster board that had a circle drawn with your special Mari plate, which I just thought was so cool. And, you know, when you meet Carol, you will see the special Mari plate. So we're not going to let you know about that. You got to meet Carol to see that. And you left me with some beautiful oil pastels, which I have to tell you, now I am jonesing to have those. Because I'm just like, oh, my God, it was so easy. It was easier to draw with those than all my colored pens. And you saw my stash of coloring implements.
And that was only you're an art therapist. Yeah,
exactly. So that was kind of really amazing. But even though I have done Mari, not knowing, I've done mandala work just on my own. It was nothing like, I mean, yes, I drew in this circle.
Yeah.
But when you completed the work by then saying, okay, yeah, that's really cool, Annette, we set it aside, and then we went into the actual symbols and colors that really were not connected to what I had drawn at all until the very end. I mean, like an hour plus later, then we brought the Mari back on, and we went, oh, look at that. It was... This is what I said at the beginning. There was no way I could have known what Carol was going to do. And even if we tell you what she's going to do, you still have no way of knowing, because it is just like, okay, now we're going to do something different. It's like, well, we just made brownies, let those cool, and now let's think about making fried eggs. You're still doing food, but what you're doing and the purpose, it's entirely different. So
I appreciate the fact that you remind people this is coming from their higher consciousness, their subconsciousness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's the interpretation that takes it to such a different level that actually makes it this assessment research instrument. Because while the Mari itself is important, it's all the other stuff that you do, whomever that teacher is, that space holder, that really kind of brings the thread and the garment together and turns it into something you can wear.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's a very nice analogy. I like that. Yeah. And yes, you are right. I do. It's an intensive course. We learned. Now, I do not have a MD or a PhD, and I cannot teach the Mari courses because you have to have a master's in psychology. So eventually, I'm going back for my master's because I would love to be part of the teaching profession as well as, you know, doing interpretations one-on-one. And but you know, that will come later. However, right now, I am the most fortunate person in the whole Mari world, I think, because I come from the spiritual side of it. Yes, I know the Jungian concepts. I read them. I read Carl Jung. I love his quotes. I believe in this. I do not hold the degree to teach. However, I do hold the degree to interpret. And yours was, you know, just one example of people I've never met in my life. And the Mari was put to test every single time, and every single time, each client, except for one, if you want to talk about her, I will, what's her name, said that they were blown away. When you bring that mandala back into your Mari reading, which is on the great round, and you see the colors that you used, and they match up with your drawing, it is truly. I'm kind of getting used to the reaction now. At first, I was like, wow. You know, and it's been spectacular. It really, the Mari, it works. I mean, that's all you can say.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
and it's funny.
Go ahead, Mari.
No, go ahead. I'll remember this because I'll never forget the look on your face when we looked at the caller. She's talking about coming together. And there was a caller I had picked. You got to understand. There's not an identical color stack of cards that goes along with the color stack of pastels. So, shoot.
Right.
And I could have taken 4 and 5 different pastels and layered them and created my own colors, which in a couple places I kind of did.
Yeah.
But there was this one color that Carol kept saying, oh, you picked that. And I kept thinking, oh, that is just like such a blech color, you know. And it would resonate with something blech going on inside of me, right? And depending on the card that it got matched with, which is all my choice, not hers, she lays them out. Well, when we laid the Mari down, I had used a very similar color. And where this card fell on the wheel of interpretation was almost identical to where I had placed that color on my circle that I drew. And there was no way. I didn't see her color cards before we did this. I saw nothing. There's no way in hell I could have known. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just no way.
Yes.
And we were both just sitting there going, oh, my God, look at that, look at this.
I love that. You know,
it was
amazing. I love the whole thing. And, yes, it is. It's a very intense interpretation. You're basically looking at the Mari board. We call it the Great Round. And it's based on the 12 stages of life. And the why the Mari works is because Carl Jung, there's an interconnection between symbols and color and what's going on in the person's life. So when you picked your symbol cards, there's 47 symbol cards. Sorry, 39 symbol cards. And each one of these symbols has been researched by psychiatrists all over the world, and Joan Kellogg, the founder, she researched them, she put them together, and then she also did intuitive work. But there are three cards for each stage, from number one in entry, which is your deep unconscious, going all the way to stage zero, which is a nice place to be, but we don't know if we can get there. And then come back into re-entry. So whenever you pick a card, that you're drawn to, it definitely lays on in a chart somewhere. And if you saw the difference. When you pick your colors, we were joking around the color cards. I tell people I steal them from Home Depot, which I don't. But they're kind of resembling paint chip cards. Would you agree?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
They look like a paint chip is the size of a deck of cards.
Yeah, and this is not tarot. This is not,
No,
these are not, when I say Mari cards, I mean the symbols. And the symbols are under copyright, so I can never release the symbols.
Well, suffice it to say, because I teach tarot, and I've used so many different decks.
Okay.
Nowhere on a tarot deck are you going to find what's on these Mari symbols unless some artist has brought this forth from their subconscious and vice versa. These Mari cards do not have tarot or numerological or astrological symbols at all unless that is a coincidence. But I can tell you from knowing all three of these things intimately and teaching them all, no, it's an entirely different, you know, it's psychological. It's based on a science that is entirely different. It's a different kind of science.
Oh, yeah. It's not
a metaphysical science per se. It's a psychological science.
It is a psychological science, and there are therapists and doctors that use Mari in their practice and their clients to spot the issue right on. And like I told you, after you don't need to do, you can do one Mari and you're good for a couple of years. I mean, because, you know, you found out what was going on. I mean, there was your psyche laid out in front of you. You know, and so we saw what it was, and we lightened up a couple of things. I kept pushing that card. And I'm not saying, you know, I was like, really? I don't normally do that, but I saw your mandala, and I was like, okay. And then it worked. Now, that's what Shelley Takei brought into the Mari. Shelley told us that we need to use this to help people feel better, get to the root of the issue, and lighten it up. And the way we do that is exactly what I did with you. I saw the card and it was at beginning stages, and you know, I'm like, oh, let's, you know, you liked it. It wasn't bad. It didn't mean it was bad. It was just heavy. And the color wasn't, you know, that bad either. It was just, remember what happened when you took the other card and put it underneath.
It was hysterical because
I know.
You just went, okay, do you realize the color you just picked? And I stared at her. I must have looked like, you know, the blind dog that couldn't even smell or hear. And I just like sit there and stared at her like, well, no. If I'd have known what I was doing, you wouldn't be here. And I thought, no. So instead, I was more like the little child that thought, oh, did I eat the wrong cookie? I went, no. And she said,
you know,
oh, my God. She goes, if I had any worry or concern about you, it's gone now. You just picked, you know, ta-da-ta-da color. And I was like,
well,
wow, I didn't know I was picking a ta-da-ta-da color. I just picked the color that I really resonated with.
You're an art therapist. And that's why, I mean, you know, to do somebody who knows meanings of colors, you know what meanings of the colors are. I mean, you know, chakras and things like that, the basic meanings.
Sure.
But with the Mari cards, you know, 47 different colors, you match up behind the symbol that you picked. The symbols are on plastic cards. What did I say? They remind you of, like, the ink blot or Rorschach.
Right, the Rorschachs, exactly.
Yeah, but that's what I want to kind of give an image of. But they're plastic, clear.
They're clear. You can see through them.
You can see through them, and each of them has a symbol. And then when you put the color card behind it, that's when I ask you to make it up, and if it feels right, it feels right. And when we went through, I love that I'm able to help people lighten up. I mean, it really is a lightening up experience. Shelley, you know, made the Mari so we can feel good about ourselves. You know, we're looking, when you're doing this Mari, there's a lot that can be going on under the radar in the subconscious. And the people who do this assessment and who really are on, a path to find out what they can do next. We can do anything, but, you know, there are stages of life we need to go through.
Sure.
And if your subconscious is holding you back, you don't know that. And if you're in your deep unconscious, you, these are things we dream about. This is all, you know, dreams are big with Carl Jung. You know, mythology, Joseph Campbell, Joseph Campbell and the hero's journey, the call to home. We're coming back home. We're completing the stages, and you know, it's hard, and we're wounded healers, and, you know, there's, I mean, anybody has something. And if you're willing to look at it and say, okay, and if you like it, you do. If you don't, you can change it. I witness the transformation every time I do it. Your face just gave it away. When you put that, and you picked that card, that color, I was like, whoa, she's not messing around. I mean, you went from, you know, drab to fabulous in, you know, after we talked about what the symbol meant.
That was amazing to me because it was the color that I ended up picking. It's actually one of my favorite colors. And I kept seeing it as I was going through the colors. But what I was doing, and I really don't believe there's any right or wrong.
Because my motivation for
not picking that color originally was I didn't think it went with the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, as you well know, I'm in a brand new space, literally a brand new place just built for me. So I'm in the process of decorating. Well, if I don't think this color goes with this, I'm not going to do anything. So I just let it be. Well, I needed to put a color there, and I thought, well, you know what? I kind of like the way these two colors look, which is why I picked the color that we replaced eventually. But when I went to pick another color, I picked a color I liked and not what I thought it did with the symbol, which actually activated the energy of the symbol to be where I knew I wanted to be as opposed to what I thought went with it. And what it showed me, which I thought was just absolutely fascinating in what I heard you say, whether it's what you said or not, and if you couldn't follow that, it's okay. I couldn't follow it at the time myself. But what I heard was this was all validating everything that I had planned or wanted to do or was hoping, even though I know I'm not where life might take me at some point because it's a journey, it's not a destination.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It validated that all of this was happening for the reasons I was always hoped it would. And it just brought me such peace, even though, I hate to tell you, that was not a peaceful color. That was a rowdy color. In my interpretation, it wasn't like this real soft, you know, faded little whoozy what's its kind of lime green. It was like a kick butt, got you by the throat color. And yet it gave me that feeling of peace. So, again, the dichotomy was if I wanted peaceful, I would have chosen all these little muted colors. But I didn't. I went for the colors, for me personally, that I liked. I like this. I like this. And it was so cute because I said to her at one point, oh, I want this card. I am all about glitter. And the look on your face was hysterical because she, not knowing me, never meeting me, not knowing what I was going to pick out of that Mario board, she was moved to buy a package of glitter and give it to me, was told to give it to me, not even knowing why. But then when I said that, she was like, I could see it in her face, something was changing. And then at the end, she explained it when she brought in the glitter. So, see, it's all crazy. You don't even know. I say crazy in a fun way. I don't mean this is crazy.
I think this is
miraculous. I wish everybody would do it. Even if you don't think you have any questions, any issues, any doubts about your life, this isn't going to put them in your head.
No.
I think it was a huge confirmation.
Yes. It is. It's actually, it is a confirmation. It does pinpoint right where the issue is.
Exactly.
And the best part, to be honest with you, the reason why I was intrigued by the Mari, what I read in the brochure was that the Mari passes beneath the radar of the ego because our psyche cannot tolerate self-deception. Now, I'm reading this off the Mari website, so don't think I'm some kind of, you know, Google or something here. But when I saw that the Mari couldn't penetrate the ego, I was like, all right, come on, let me see this. Because human beings, me as a human being on this path and learning more, I still think I can manipulate everything sometimes. I mean, you go through so many classes, you learn so much, you know, you go to school. Oh, yeah, this one's going to be easy. And what's funny is it worked. It worked, and I was like, no way. And then, you know, I tell people that. And for me, it was a challenge. I challenged the Mari. And Shelley did mine, and it was funny because when I when I explain it to the client, when you're picking the cards, there's a part where you might be able to pose a question. If there's a question you want answered or an issue card, we call it the issue or guidance. And I really didn't have an issue or I had lots of issues, but at that point, I was like, well, in my head, it was like, should I do this Mari or not? And Shelley did my Mari, and she looked at me and she said, because we don't, as the interpreter, this is not a mediumship thing. I spirit does come to me. If somebody is present or something comes through and people want to hear it, I open up the session like that. You know, that if something does come through to me, I can tell you, but not everybody is a spiritualist, and that's fine. You know, this is not about, you know, this is not a medium reading.
It's not a psychic reading.
This is scientifically proven to work. The if you want to say, you know, what is it, psychic or the supernatural or the whatever force, is there, it's present, it's your spirit that you're putting down on that paper, and it's your vulnerability. People are opening up, and you know, I've been in work with many troubled teenagers, troubled women. I do a lot of volunteer work for Sacred Heart Rehabilitation Services. And I help people, you know, get housing and things like that. And, I mean, some of these issues we have are just heartbreaking, what people, you know, what people's lives were like. And then they come along the spiritual journey and they come to the Mari and you know, we know you can heal. And we know you can heal. If you have that card and that struggle phase and, you know, lighten it up and move it forward, because everything's in a circle. It's all cyclical. And the beginnings and endings, and it just all flows. And there's another thing that I really want to point out about the changing of the card. Now, it is suggested, this is not, can I say this? It's not like documented, but it is suggested by Peter Levine, who's a trauma specialist, and he wrote some lovely, lovely books. If you're dealing with a trauma person, and you don't, I mean, I'm not a psychologist, but I've dealt with trauma people. And you're there and you're looking, you're visually, you know, you have half your brain working, half of it not. If you visually see the color, your cells could be open, you know, because we're always constantly changing, and the color can actually get into your mind and lighten up the memory and move forward or help with it. At least put a nicer color to it. You know, you choose black with black. It's like, oh, that's not good. You know, it's kind of dark. So think about maybe you want to lighten that up. Or if they like black with black and it's good for them, then it's good for them. And that's why the Mari is individual. Everybody's Mari is different.
Exactly. Exactly.
Everybody,
and go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking, it's an individual. The full one-on-one reading that I did with you, the interpretation, was about, well, hell, I mean, we went long. That's fine. I could have stayed there all day. We had a great time. But it usually takes anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours with one client. And how long do you think it seemed?
You know, actually, It probably was close to 2 hours because, you know, we came in and hi, how are you? We chit-chatted a little bit, and then you explained what you were doing, which I thought was necessary for two things. First of all, if I had absolutely no concept of what you were going to do, and it was just a curiosity thing, and I'm sure a lot of people will explore Mari with Carol Cavillage in order to figure out what this is all about, and I encourage you to do so. You explained everything, and I felt very comfortable because it let me, you know, realize you knew what you were talking about. There was a purpose for every single thing you were doing.
Right.
You told me, you know, take your time, do whatever, you know, relax. We put on some very calming music, something that made me feel good, as opposed to just like I mean, I'd keep the local radio stations on as background and be blasting to Train or Madonna or whatever. However, I wanted to really get into what I was doing and not be sitting there, right, you know, this is not a drive-by, and start drawing trains on things. So I wanted to be in that moment. So I picked my CD, and then Carol stepped out of the room and actually visited with my cat, who there's an interesting little twist on that in a moment, kind of bizarre but weird nonetheless. And then when I was done, which took me about 15 minutes, and you said, take your time. You know, we estimate this could take you anywhere from whenever to about 15, 20 minutes. But if it went over that, you weren't going to come in and go, hey, 20 minutes is up, girl. Give me the Mari. Nope.
No.
And when I wasn't looking at a clock. I had no idea how much time I was spending. And when I was done, I said, hey, I'm done. And you came in, and you looked at it, and then we set it aside. So the wonderful thing about everything that happened was that you knew what your steps were, what you needed to do, and everything after that just flowed one right into the other. And, yeah, I mean, we could have sat there for hours and hours because it would have been interesting to have thrown different questions. Not that I needed it, and this was the really weird thing. The last card you had me pick, which, you know, you said it could be an issue, something that you're dealing with, struggling with, wanting to know more about. And I said, okay, fine, because you pick six cards, then you pick another card, then you pick another card. So you end up with these eight little cards. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I picked this card, and I set it in front of you. Now, mind you, I have to tell you, which I did not bring up when you were here the other day, I actually had an issue in my head. And the answer, the interpretation, I guess I should say, of what that card and the color, and that was the card that I ended up changing the color on, because it was kind of like a, ooh, weird color.
Yeah.
It was weird
because
I had a very specific question, and this is one of the reason I wanted to highlight this was to stress this is not about psychic, because if this was about psychic, you would have, I would imagine, have said to me, well, you were asking about such and such issue, weren't you? And I would have, and if you'd have said that, I'd have gone, yeah, how the heck do you know that? But what happened was what you told me the interpretation was, where it landed on the wheel and the whole nine yards, gave me information that I needed to have that didn't address the issue, but it changed the way I looked at things, because it was an issue of acceptance. That if I took it down to the basic level, not the actual action that was taking place, which I assumed was the issue. So now this was on a Friday, right? This was last Friday. I wake up Sunday morning, and I come out to my living room, and my beloved companion pet of 8 years was laying dead on the floor. And I was just, it's 5:30 in the morning, and I'm going, oh, my God, baby's dead, oh, my God. And it was just like, what the heck is that? I even went and woke up my sister, you got to come out, the cat's dead, you got to come out. So, I mean, and the whole day.
Killed my cat with the Mari.
Yeah. But the weird thing was that color change, and I thought about this.
Oh.
I, honest to God, while my sister was out, because I have a condition that would not allow me to go out and dig the grave, which really makes me sad, but thank God my sister could. And while I'm watching her do this, I'm thinking all these random thoughts, and that color kept popping up into my head, your interpretation of what that set meant, the color, whatever.
Oh.
I believe, seriously, that, because you just said it a little bit ago, you know, things will go into your psyche from what you see and will change the course of events for you, even if you didn't plan on addressing that. And I believe that the way I have handled baby's death, her physical death, was solely and wholeheartedly influenced by what happened in that Mari assessment, and I'm being redundant because it is an assessment, by that Mari experience, that I'm not joking. Had I not gone through the Mari experience and this had happened anyway, I got people that still call me every day, hey, Annette, are you okay? Because they know. They know what that connection was. They know. You know, she never was a cat. She was family. So, that really blew my mind, Carol, because I thought it had to be something to do with what we did in that Mari that gave me this energy function or focus that allowed me to accept and deal with what happened. And then you said that. You actually came out here in the conversation and made the statement, not connecting it with me. This is for everybody. So this isn't just going to be Annette that experiences this. Annette, Carol, Dan, Phil, you know, Marla, Tommy, whomever does this.
Yeah.
y'all are going to experience the same thing, but it might not hit you. I mean, I hope you don't wake up 2 days later and find, you know, a member of your family dead. That's kind of creepy. But, you know,
no,
I'm not trying to be indelicate, but hey, what I mean is you're going to experience this energy within you that gives you a whole different focus and attitude because your psyche grabbed it.
Yeah. And you know, it's so interesting because I didn't read your email until this afternoon, you know, about baby. And I was stunned because I was just there and I sat in the chair and I petted her and, you know, and
gave her treats and, you know, chatted with
her.
You and she were all about each other.
And so when I read it did seem like you were okay. And I know I only met you for a few hours. I know how much you love that cat.
Yeah.
That was we talked about her, you know, her tail and her ear. And wow, I'm very, very glad that the Mari helped you get the energy to accept that. That is what it. That's what happens. I mean, there was, you know, an ending. There was, you know, but you that it was already into transformation.
Exactly, because the setup had to be because we had planned so many times, different times to get together and do this Mari.
Oh my God!
And it never happened,
yeah.
And this happened, and
yep.
then this happened, and then this
yep.
happened, and
yep.
you know, we were kind of, well, gee, can we get together on this day? Yes, and we made it, and it all came together, and I do believe. Like you said, this was already in preparation. I mean, and from where all my cards hit on the wheel.
It really had to be
this was all lined up for, and I believe everything is anyway, to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was just wowzer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a huge, looking back on it from where I was to the back and then going forward and yet staying in the present moment, which is that confusing? Oh, yeah. I felt like this huge hug. I felt like this huge hug around me, and I thought, you know, whatever, this is really cool. So I really encourage people. Now this may seem like a silly thing to do, but I would like to, at this point, tell people how they reach you. Would you give a number or some information how they can reach you so they can explore this?
Absolutely. I'm actually working out of two centers, one in Birmingham, and it's called Truth. And I met these two ladies, I believe, two sisters that own it, and they are part of my guides. The way we met was miracle. And they're at, it's Truth Beauty Wellness, and their phone number is 248-792-5102. And they're in the they're in the District Loft. They're actually like by, what do they call that? The Rail District in Birmingham, right next to that big rock. Oh, no, it used to be Norman's Eaton Street. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the new place. It's a really nice restaurant and a nice big hall. And they're right down there under the ground floor of the townhouses. So I'll be practicing out of there. So if you're in Birmingham area, you know, anywhere around like Oakland County, I can go there. And I also practice at the, I'm licensed, and I can practice out in Lapeer, and it's called the Meditation Self-Healing Center. And for that, you would call my, I have a personal assistant who's making my appointments for me because I am absolutely ADD. And the schedule, she helps me. It's my cousin who joined this journey a couple of years ago by coming to the Spiritualist Church, and she's made a huge transformation. I haven't even done her Mari yet. Sorry, Pat. But she's taking my appointments there. So you can reach Pat Johnson at 586-431-0202. Or you can call me directly, and I can give you some more information. And my phone number is 248-214-3963. Or you can email me at carol.calvillage@gmail.com. And I do not text. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm sorry. Everybody has their idiosyncrasies. and there's a reason for it. I can't get into it, but I like to talk to people. So if you call me and leave a message and say, you know, I heard about Zamari on the radio, I'm also offering a special running through the month of July for $50 off the reading.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I hope people jump on that, because that is...
I hope so, too. It is... And, you know, I'm the only... Not to brag, but I'm on a radio show, so why not?
Okay.
I'm the only person in Michigan that's on the Mari website. The Mari.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm licensed through them. You can go to, if they really, you know, if you're really interested in seeing what the Mari is all about, you have access to some of the symbols and the great rounds, and that is MariCreativeResources.com.
Okay, and Mari is M-R-I, so that people understand that.
M-A-R-I, Mari, the Mandala Assessment Research Instrument. So, yeah, and the full name is, the Mari is the instrument. The name of the company is Mari Creative Resources. And Shelly, Katie, and Jill Zygmunt from Pennsylvania, I believe, run. You can find a teacher, a practitioner. You can do home studies. You can take courses online. We can do Mari online. I was on when I had to do my internship when I was, you know, after I was certified and I had practiced and put in so many hours. I was on the phone with a doctor from Italy who we went all to a meeting, one of the teleconference meetings, because I had to present the Maris that I did so they knew that I was, you know, accurate. And you just don't get just you don't just go down there, take the class, and get certified. It's a process. And so I presented, and there was this doctor in Italy who was in. We went over, you know, her Mari and this Mari. And there was a woman who went out to a tribe. Now, I'm going to probably screw this up, but I'm going to say it like I remember it. It was down in South America somewhere. This woman went into a tribe of people that were indigenous, or they were absolutely, they didn't speak any English, and she went to the tribal the leader let her in, and he did Mari. He was all about it, and she did his Mari, and through an interpreter, they were able to do his Mari.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was so excited. I mean, Shelly has pictures of this. And also, when the monks come to – Shelly's a riot. When the monks come to Lilydale, Shelly did their reading, their Maris. They picked the cards and the symbols. And like I told you, they do live in the core. They live in the moment.
Yeah.
They're very serene people. So their cards were all in the certain stage where, you know, where you reach when you're in a pretty good spot, I guess. I mean, you know, I loved my Mari. When I did my first Mari, I picked my own Mari. I did it on myself, or we did each other in class. It was amazing to me, and I loved it. And there were some struggles in there that I had to, you know, issues I had to deal with. And then Shelly gave us the option, if we were to create our perfect Mari, what would we do? And some people, you know, knowing the cards, knowing the symbols, knowing what they mean, knowing the colors, redid theirs. But it was so interesting. My partner, Mary, I wish I could remember her last name. She was lovely. I believe she, I don't know where, she's Pennsylvania, Ohio. A lot of people from Lilydale come from, it's just 90 miles south of Buffalo. So it's the New York area, it's Pennsylvania, Ohio. People from all over the world have come there, but she was the same way. She felt the same way. She didn't want to change hers either, because we were both very, very happy with where we were at. I mean, I think I lightened up a color or maybe put, you know, something in there, but really I was so at peace. When I took that session, that was amazing that I was able to get there, take all the, you know, both levels and get all that done in a week. Because I have a 7-year-old daughter, and I was, I'm a single mom. So for all of that to happen like it did is you know, the journey. It's indisputable to me. I do not believe in coincidence. I believe in spirituality and connecting and synchronicity, and that for sure that's what happened. In my mind.
And I don't doubt that anyone who goes through the Mari experience, and I would encourage people to look into becoming, you know, somebody
mm-hmm.
that, you know,
oh,
I would say a Mari facilitator, as you
yeah.
are,
yeah,
for
yeah.
several
a
reasons, not the least of which, exactly, a
yeah.
practitioner.
A practitioner,
and not the
yeah.
least of which I encourage this, is number
oh, yeah.
one, the incredible experience that you are going to have with your
oh.
own self, your own life, and to be able to feel the thrill and the joy and the excitement that Carol feels performing this fabulous service. And the interesting thing is, you know, having said how long it takes, and we don't want that to dissuade anybody, you know, yes, you're
no,
going to want
no,
to set
yes.
aside a block of time to do this.
Yes,
you're
right.
worth it. Do it.
Yes.
But
yes.
let's face it, if Carol's the only person in Michigan that can do this, and we know how many people there are in Michigan, heck, in the city I live in, there's 86,000 people. 86,000
yeah,
people. How long is it going to take Carol to get to everybody? And that's
yeah,
just in my city. And I live
yeah.
in the 10th largest city in Michigan, which means there's a lot of people out there. We could use a lot of people jumping
yeah.
on that Mari bandwagon.
Yeah.
And really, you know, 2012, everybody was talking about
the
fear.
Yeah,
everything's
going to
die, blah, 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 blah. Yes, a lot of things are changing. A lot of energies are exiting the planet, my cat, you know, a
yeah,
lot of people.
Yeah.
However, part of this is
yeah.
knowing how to handle yourself with where
yeah.
you are. And I, from what I experienced with the Mari assessment, or the Mari experience, I don't want to be redundant, it is helping me experience this 2012 as a thing of joy.
Oh, yeah.
And phenomenal purpose. And honestly, if that's what it brings somebody, if that's all they sense at the moment, because like you said, it's under the radar, it's working, it's energy,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
very subtly,
yeah.
wait
yeah.
until you see the rest that it's going to do for you. Mari,
oh.
absolutely incredible. Definitely incredible.
Yeah, yeah it is. And I am very, very grateful and I'm very appreciative to be able to come into people's homes or go to the center and be able to do this work. I would never have dreamed that it was going to get this good. And it was because of the Mari, because I went through a major huge major transition, and my life is fabulous. Because I get to work with people, I get to help people. You guys, when I leave a Mari, I have so much energy. I'm like, I gotta, you know, go to just chill out for a while, because each of them really affect. I just love how it works. I love seeing the end result. The Mari's been put to the test so many times, and it always works. And people get the same reaction that you did. They bring in your mandala, the drawer drops to the, you know, your jaws, like, oh my God. And people, you know, who get it, they get it. And if, you know, what's nice is I am going to be learning how to do Mari workshops. They're going to be on a smaller scale. I'm going back in June to learn this. And I will be bringing this home with me. So I'm going to be starting Mari workshops in some places where we can get a group of like five people together and do like a mini Mari. And that's what we needed. We needed workshops, because that will get more people interested. And if you want to become a practitioner or a teacher, you could take a look at this, and, you know, you don't have to sit for the full session if you don't want to. You can come in for, you know, a little taste of what you can experience, what you can do for other people. People talk about mandalas, interpretations, these things. You know, that's great. If you really want to learn an amazing, assessment tool, I would never have thought that this was going to happen. And I am very grateful that I've been led to the Mari. And the teachers that I have. I mean, I looked at Shelley and I said, okay, I'm coming back. And she's like, well, you can do this. I said, no, Shelley, if I'm learning Mari, I'm learning from you. Because you learned from Joan. And she knew what she was doing. And Shelley loves the Mari. Every person I know that is practicing this, that is teaching this, Jill in Pennsylvania, they are amazing, amazing women that have, to me, healed some very deep wounds.
So I have, and speaking of that, and it's interesting you said that, I'm an adult, you're an adult.
Yeah.
Everybody you took a class with, adult. And by that I mean over 21, and some of us over 21.
I'm 22.
What do you recommend age-wise? Experience, Mari?
Oh, boy. I would say, to be realistic with you, because I do work with teenagers, like 19, 18, 20, I work in the system. A lot of kids get mixed up with, different things, whatever it is. And they're afraid to show their feelings because of, peer pressure and all that crap. But I haven't worked with anybody, I think, that was younger than 25 probably. But I would kids are so innocent. They don't even, they're just in the beginning stages of life. Although my daughter draws mandalas every day. She has her Eeyore, her stuffed Eeyore draw mandalas.
Oh,
and
cool.
So, oh, yeah. I mean, I would have to research that more to see what, the child psychology part of it. But I would say any age, really. I've done people who were in their 80s. People from 20 to 80. And everybody has been, like, wow. Very, very open, very, very... stunned about the accuracy. That's at the end when you bring it all in, and I always ask, does this make sense? Because if it doesn't make sense to you, then, we have to know this. And I ask everybody at the end, what do you think? Does it make sense? Do you think? And every single person, well, except for one person, said yes. They really, really... They were like you. And then now the transformation begins. This is just the beginning of your journey.
Right.
And like I said, the full reading, you don't have to get a Mari done every, year. In fact, we don't, I don't think I would do somebody twice in a year unless they were having some serious, major issues, and I could do it spot on, but I do a full Mari, and because it works. It's in your cells. It's in your subconscious. And we realize it and we see it, and then we can embrace our shadow side and not be filled with fear and shame anymore. We are who we
Usually
are.
Hugely important. Very important.
Oh, my God. That was the gift. That was the freedom that I received from the Mari was, oh, my God, we tend to beat ourselves up. Women, men, everybody. We're our worst critics. And when you see on paper how beautiful you really are, it's powerful. And my favorite quote by Carl Jung is that the privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. And that's what the Mari does. It shows you who you truly are and as a beautiful human being. And there is no right or wrong. There is no good or bad. This is about learning to live and move forward and lighten up and enjoy your life more to its fullest extent. Mm-hmm. So
amazing. And it's the same with completing your Mari, your mandala. I'd have sat there and put a dot in the center of it and said, okay, I'm done, then that would have been it. That would have been my mandala. Or if I had put, drawn houses and a sidewalk and a lake and trees or just swirls and curls of color, it would have been fine because that's what it needed to be. So you can't even create your mandala improperly because there is no such – it's not about that. And you don't need to be an artist either. Able to figure it out. It's not about that.
Exactly. And that's another thing I want to stress, too, is people getting – oh, my God, I have to draw. Well, I leave people alone to draw because I can't draw stick figures. Honest to God, I'm gifted with writing and I'm gifted with playing music. My art skills are about a kindergarten level. They do better work than I do. I drew the most insane, incredibly beautiful mandala. I'm like, who drew this? And I thought, there was no right or wrong. Spirit guides you, or you go into meditation, you pick your color and you start. And that's the best part. You know, you said, okay, you're done. And then, you know, I leave people to draw on their own, unless they're comfortable and say, okay, you know, don't worry. But I usually go and do a little meditation and prayer before I get back in there and work with, you know, work with the people. So.
And you told me I didn't have to stay inside the lines.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, I could do anything I wanted.
Yeah. And everything has meaning.
Yes.
Every
yes, it did.
Single color, every single stroke, where it sways. Remember that area of yours that was a picture of the leaf?
I'm sitting here looking at it right now, yeah.
Yeah, and the rest was colors, and there were some images in there. Some people draw symbols, some people draw houses, some people draw, and then what we do with that is we look at the Mari and see the mandala and what stage at life that represented. Now yours, I don't know if we pulled out a symbol card that it looked like, what stage the mandala was actually at. I think, I don't know, I have to look at my notes, and I will provide you with a report, I'm just horrible with paperwork, but I will. What I do now, and I've been advised by some, just like I said, incredible women. I've never, you know, I'm a freelance person, so I you know, do freelance work, but I never had a business that I, you know, ran where you had to do reports and things like that. So, like I said, I'm getting help on the administration end, but when I write them out and I look at it, I just say, wow, this is good.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. It's probably one of the most fun. I mean, because I've talked to psychologists, you know, when you go through life transitions and someone says, gee, go for counseling to get through that. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, so I've spoken to psychologists for some very serious things. Sat in a psychiatrist's office a couple times for, again, some very serious things where, you know, there's no shame in reaching out for help. If there's somebody out there that can help you, take the help, because why face
it
alone? That's, you know, part of our shame, crazy stuff that, you know, this big trauma. But the weird thing was, this was the most fun. We didn't have to delve into role-playing with the person I had an issue with. We didn't have to whatever. I sat and colored. I got to sit and color. I thought, oh, my God, how five-year-old is this? I love it. And if it looked like a five-year-old did it, or it looked like Picasso did it, or it looked like whomever did it, didn't matter.
Yeah.
It was my subconscious and my inner child, which is also my email, Inner Child Art, which I love because it freed me up to enjoy it. And we just sat there, me, myself, and I, and our little colors, and I look like this, and I don't like that, change this. And, oh, my gosh, had so much fun. And then to listen to the interpretation, which, because I knew it was going to be very psychological in nature, and I'm okay with that, was very easy to accept, because the big thing is to just let it in. It's kind of like breathing. You just breathe in. Just suck that air in. Suck that Mari information in. And then what you will say will literally be the conscious and the subconscious coming together and giving information out. That's my interpretation. Please understand, Carol did not tell me to say that. She did not coach me, did not tell me that's what I would experience. I'm telling you that's what I experienced. You might experience something entirely different. I hope you do. You're not me. And I'm turning and looking like there's somebody standing in my room, like I'm talking to them as I say this. How goofy is that? But there's so much you can gain from knowing more about yourself and what a peace-filled, fun, wonderfully supportive, informative tool is Mari to bring you to that point. Wow. I cannot imagine that anybody who's truly interested isn't going to look further. I just can't imagine why they wouldn't.
You know, and that's exactly, I mean, somebody can do it and just get, I want to do this. Okay, well, here, this is where you go. And you don't have to go to New York. You can take online classes. You don't have to go to Lilydale to do this. You can go onto their website, sign up for a course, home study, get in. I mean, you know, there's so many ways you can become involved with the Mari at your own level, and it's great. And like when you were talking about when you go into the psychiatrist's office, there's like, and I've been through some heavy duty counseling for years and years, and that's why I think people feel safe with me, because, you know, when you walk in the shoes of the person that's been there, we know, and a lot of people are wounded, and a lot of people, you know, need help. If just for that one ear to listen to this story, but then I get the opportunity to lighten that up with a color where you can see it with new eyes and say, wow. And then I say, how does that feel? And every single person who changes their color card looks at it and says, they can actually feel that they feel the difference.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very, very much.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And I really, I love Body Mind. You guys are just great. I started this last year, and all I knew is I had to advertise in Body, Mind, and Spirit, guys. That's all I knew. I never met Penny. I never met you. I never met anybody. You and I talked on the phone. You helped me go to Manistee to do some healing work while I was on the phone with you.
That was hysterical. That really, really, you know, again, I don't believe in coincidences. I am so glad that everything happened the way it did. I'm so grateful to be able to say to people, please, 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 consider looking into this. We would like you to go to Mari, that's M-A-R-I, creativeresources.com, and at least look into this. That will springboard you into wanting to know more about how you can set this up. Granted, at this point in time, the lady I am speaking with, Carol, is working out of Birmingham, Michigan, and Lapeer, Michigan. I'm going to give you her personal assistance phone number. That is 586-431-0202. And Pat will be able to connect you with how you can schedule a one-on-one session with Carol Calvillage. We'll give you the full name, so that you can have this Mari experience for yourself and really allow yourself to be free of any misconception you might have about where you are in your life, where you're going, and allow yourself to be supported by your own self.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have the support of your own psyche, you're liable to fall victim to any kind of hooey that's going on out there. And believe me, there's a lot of it.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And when you said that, you know, the year 2012, I was interested in this year. I don't have form. I don't have I don't have any kind of, you know, opinions on, you know, I don't go into all that. But it's just, I mean, I felt the difference the first of the year. I was so excited for 2012 to begin, where I could start the Mari, because I thought it was already in process, and to get it out there, and it really works, and it heals, and it helped, and you know, we are very, very fortunate to be able to have these gifts, and how this thing passed down from person to person. It's like, that's, I love stories of the elders, per se. They're my elders. I'm 43. If anybody's, you know, 10 years older than me, they're my mentors, my guides. You know, the girls at Truth are my guides. Roy at the Lapeer is a guide. I mean, these guys, you know, I brought my Mari to them because they have been so supportive of me and my journey. And, you know, I want to offer, you know, them the opportunity. And the two places are absolutely gorgeous. Both of them, I mean, you don't even, you know, you can do a massage or just at least get in there to see what it's all about. And I also will do, some people are not comfortable going somewhere, and I absolutely understand that. I will go to their home. And I'm not that, you let me in your home, so I'm actually.
Well, absolutely, and absolutely no worries, my friends. I mean, you know, you're not letting a person that's casing the joint to come back later and get you.
No,
this is not who Carol is. And I do have issues with traveling, with certain physical conditions that I'm dealing with. So Carol was so gracious to say, look, Annette, I'll come to you. And I was like, wow, seriously, really? Dang.
You were in Westland. I live in Oakland County in Rochester Hills. And I travel. I mean, you know what?
I don't care.
And it's really nice because, I can do evening appointments and, you know, can do some weekends. The Mari will come to you when you're ready.
Exactly.
I'm just grateful to be a part of it and to have had this experience.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Continue.
Well,
I cannot wait to see what's going to happen. I mean, I'm just thrilled to do this workshop and meet up with my old Murray buddies. And it's just so much fun. These girls are women. These women are amazing. You're amazing. The people I did a couple of guys. My first appointment of the I love doing men. They're quick. Not okay. They're boom, 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 boom. But they're right on. You know. I mean, I did a couple of my friends, and one of my friends said, "Oh, I'm going to go home and burn this," because he was all, you know, just joking around. I said, "If you burn this, I will take it as a personal insult." And he did. I didn't know he was going to do it, just because you don't have to believe in anything to do this.
Precisely. You
know? You
don't have to believe in psychology. You don't have to believe in Carl Jung. You don't have to believe in anything. Just have fun.
Yes.
Have fun. Pretend like you're doing interior design on yourself. Draw a pretty picture. Pick your colors and your symbols like you're matching pillows and blankets to a bedspread. And then let Carol talk to you, because it will open your eyes. It will open your heart. It will free your mind. Mm. And literally, and everybody will feel differently. So I encourage you to take, and this is just my suggestion, journal what you are going through every day, not your Mari experiences saying, well, today, the day one after Mari.
Yeah.
Don't go. That's just hooey. But write down what you're going through. And I happen to write every day. So for me, to be able to document is just natural. I've been doing it since I was old enough to hold an ink pen. So there's... But I suggest that. I suggest that before Carol even comes, you pick up a spiral notebook. Heck, I don't care where you walk into, you can find one. Pick up a pen. One that's got a hooky thing, you can hook it on the spiral.
Yeah.
And every day, write something down. My suggestion is write down what you're grateful for. Watch and see how that manifests.
Yeah.
Because it's real easy to do. You can do it at the end of the day. Write down three things you're grateful for. And at the end of a month, look at that. And see if any of that was what you would have been grateful for a month earlier. You know, blah, 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 blah. I really believe you will sense that the Mari has helped you, just like I sensed it helped me. Carol, you are helping so many people. We cannot thank you enough for bringing your energy to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. It is just an amazing experience that I know you are going to help so many people with. And it's just exponentially going to grow into this beautiful energy where at some point there will not be a neighborhood where at least one person has not been touched by Mari.
Oh, thank you. I thank you. I'm going to cry now.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to thank you for joining us here in In Touch Interviews this evening on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Remind everybody that this program goes into archive immediately. As soon as we're done, you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com. On the left-hand side of the website, it says Most Recent Show. It's going to be there. You can download this to your iTunes. You can pick up the RSS feed and transport it. You can share it with your friends. We would be honored that you would go in and look for the show that says Healing Circles and share this with everybody you meet. The phone number again to reach Carol Cavillage to ask questions, set up an appointment. We're going to give you her assistant Pat's number. It's 586-431-0202. And Carol Cavillage, again, thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing the Mari experience with us.
I'm thank you for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Anytime at all. So you take care and go ahead, go cry now.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care, hon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Aw, absolutely my pleasure to have Carol Cavillage with us tonight explaining healing circles, Mari, an exploratory process based on Jung's theories that are used to help unlock, information that is stored in the unconscious to bring about transformation and healing. And that's what we're all about here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.